about. You gotta put it in perspective.
What do I do?
Well, there's only one thing I can think of. We used to do it back on the farm, and I may be a little rusty, but I guess it's worth a shot.
Whatever it is, do it. I'm desperate.
Okay. Here goes.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I haven't gotten any complaints, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're a hit.
Oh, okay, good. So what's next?
Well, how do you feel about taking a shift in the dunk tank?
You said shift, right?
Yeah.
Well,
Machine is special. Do you want to see it? Take a look.
Funny that you say that, Allie, because that was not the case.
Hey, who is that?
Oh, I want to say Chloe. Ellie?
Allie. No, it's Allie.
There are a million young women around here, and they all look exactly the same to me.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What it do, baby boo?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's white people problems.
Roll another one.
I'm sure I got a badge for banging.
Just like the other one.
Well, aren't you a tall drink of chocolate
this
milk?
This one seems to be about quitting.
I don't want to know about bad things at all.
I need another.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Yes, sir.
It's our time to shine.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's just sad.
Roll another one.
You like girls? We like girls.
Just like the other one.
Don't be a dildo. See ya. Out.
This one seems to be about.
It's about ideas, bro.
I don't have another cent.
I mean, how do you come up with this stuff? Where does this come from? Why?
This is honestly so stupid.
Just pass it around.
Come on, Allie. Either spit it out or don't.
Are you guys really happy with where this bit's going?
Just pass it.
And now.
Hey, Allie.
My penis is special. Do you want to see it? Take a look. And fire beer mug.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning. It is the 3rd of March.
Is building on fire? What's going on?
They're just testing, in air quotes, testing the fire alarm.
Well, that's a thing to do at 5:30 in the morning.
So the lights are going off and the beeping is going off in the hallway. I think they just shut it off, but yeah.
People running down the halls screaming.
Pretty much.
It's a weird way to start a show.
Yeah.
Only here. Are the phones working?
It appears so.
Wow.
It appears so.
We're ending the week on a high note.
Just because some of our equipment works.
Yep.
That's a high note.
Including maybe the oldest equipment, the phone. Yep. Mm. Okay.
Well, it's new technology.
Sure.
How are you, Allie McKay?
Feeling good, Bean. How about you?
I like the sexy photo you posted of your outfit yesterday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a picture of something I'm wearing for a birthday coming up that's TV themed. So you have to go as your favorite TV character.
Okay.
Oh, fun. So, you know, I love Lucy. You could do that. You could do anyone. I chose probably the sexiest.
Waka waka.
Oh man, I was gonna go Fozzie, but it would be so warm. I went equally as sexy, if not more, with the great Mrs. Roper from Three's Company. Straight up moo moo. Gonna do the wig, big chunky jewelry. I can't wait. Cannot wait.
Did you say that was equally sexy?
If not more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that
Mrs.
is
Roper.
It's already your Tinder photo, so you might as well wear it to a
might
party.
Might as well. Yeah.
I also loved who replied to you and said that he also went 1 year as.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned with Noodles from The Offspring, who immediately wrote to me and said, "I knew that outfit immediately. I dressed up as her one Halloween." Like, I'm sorry, what? Noodles? Of course you did. He's magic.
Everybody's concerned about Noodles.
Everybody's concerned about Noodles.
I picked
noodles.
Up that book yesterday. It's really good. Yeah.
It's a great bedtime
great,
story.
Great read.
I don't know who I would go. I mean, your favorite TV character. I don't know who I would go as. That's a fun party. Have they done this before? Is this a tradition?
No, this is a special birthday. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's going to be ridiculous. I can't wait to see the outfits.
Not that I've been invited or anything, but I'll have to give that some thought just so I have that answer in case anyone ever asks me.
They're not going to.
No.
No, no, I know. I said not that I'm going to be invited.
But I mean, seriously, in the future, it's never going to happen.
But it may come up. There may be somebody else may have a party like that, and then I've got to think on my feet and have an answer to who my favorite TV character would be.
Right.
So, all right. Well, have fun. That sounds good.
Hey, thanks, Bean.
Let's go with Screech.
I got a story to get you started that I'm very confused by. There's an 80-year-old woman in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and you pay her 10 euros, and she will lick your eyeballs for you.
Now, how much do I have to pay her to not do that?
Here's the article from the Metro UK. If you've been feeling a bit rough lately but can't figure out what's wrong, maybe you just need an old woman to lick your eyeballs. We know what you're probably thinking. That's just gross and weird, but this is actually a thing, and according to the 80-year-old who does the licking, it actually works. Hava Celebic, or Nana Hava, as she is known to locals in her village, has supposedly cured 5,000 people using the unusual technique. Now, does it seem likely to you guys, no matter how legendary she is, that 5,000 people would let her lick their eyeballs?
But what is she curing? Depression?
She claims to be the only person in the world who can possess the ability to heal with her tongue.
Okay.
Well, and that makes the 10 euros she charged.
That's pretty good in college.
Something of a bargain. She uses her tongue to remove pieces of lead, iron, coal, sawdust, and glass from eyeballs after sterilizing her mouth with alcohol.
Huh.
What's going on in the eyeballs in Bosnia-Herzegovina?
Maybe there are a lot of coal miners or... It's got to be, right?
It's tough to answer what's going on with the eyeballs.
It's pretty broad.
Patients raise their eyelids so she can begin licking in search of a foreign body. Oh. I learned this from a woman who is also called Hava, she explains. Unfortunately, I cannot pass this on to my descendants because my children are too disgusted to put their tongue on someone's eye.
Well, they should be.
I have been told that people will cut out my tongue when I die so that the village can continue to treat people with it.
Hmm.
Now, look.
Can I just take a guess at what's really happening behind
what's
the scenes?
What's really happening, yes.
What's the real story is, reading between the lines? None of this happened ever.
Oh, you think the entire story is
fake? She didn't
lick them. She doesn't lick eyeballs.
No.
There's a photo of an old lady in the article.
Is she licking eyeballs?
No, but you can't.
Well,
you can't.
Where would they
photo.
Find a picture of an old lady?
Right? It's not possible.
Come on.
Now, look, I have two things that are happening here. One is if somebody has something in your eye, I guess technically it would be helpful to be able to remove it and maybe a tongue would work, but couldn't you do the same thing by just running your eye underwater or under the shower or something like that?
Eye drops or something? I don't know.
Eye drops, yeah.
But Nana Hava has a healing power.
Apparently
to her
she does. So, I mean, and that's what's weird is that they do spotlight the people who have sawdust and glass and things like that in their eyes. So that sort of makes sense. But if she's talking about being a healer, and it doesn't expand in this article, I'm wondering if what Ali is saying is true. Is people go to her for depression or for, you know, for weight gain or what? Is she just like a catch-all for whatever's ailing you?
And then she licks your eye?
And then she licks your eye, yeah.
Right? I can't stop smoking. Lick my eye.
Lick my eye. I also, I mean, they're going to cut her tongue out, and then a dead woman's tongue is what they're going to, and how do they keep that moist? I'm confused how
that's
that
not going to happen. There's
how
no
do
way
they
that,
keep that moist?
There's no way that part of the story is going to happen, even if the other part is true.
Her patients are not only restricted to locals, but Americans and Russians and other countries have sent people there traveling in search of her services.
Well, there are a lot of beer mug.
There are a lot of those that modern medicine could not help, she added. They've come to me out of the hospital with swollen eyes. I clean them and remove the speck. And by the way, she adds, I do not charge licking for those who are unemployed and have no money, but my service fee normally costs around 10 euros. So there you go. That's the story of Hava Sibelic, licking eyeballs in Bosnia. Bet you didn't think you'd hear that one this morning.
I did not.
But no game of Mad Libs prepared you for that one.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
It's just the worst.
It's Friday morning, so we got the movie Bean. Mm-hmm. We also have Adam Devine in studio. Very excited about that. Sorry, not in studio. Not in studio at all.
All right.
Right.
Are you still excited?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. A brand new internet roundup on today's Kevin and Bean Show, and we're going to give away some Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets. We have a bunch to give away because of the phone situation earlier in the week. So we're going to play a little game of Stump Rodney coming up a little bit later on today.
Nice.
So we'll take a break right now, and we'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Hey, that looks like Ralph Garman.
No.
Oh, really? I was mistaken?
No, it's not him.
It's got another guy. It's got a black leather jacket that has a Flyers cap on.
I'm Joe. Joe Carmenstein. Kind.
Well, Joe, do you know anything about doing entertainment news on a radio station?
Maybe.
All right, let's hear some of that then.
What's up, boys and girls, children of all ages?
Welcome back.
I was just kidding. It really is me.
What?
Yeah.
Fooled us.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
I'm a man of seven voices. Can we just elect Tom Hanks president and be done with it?
I would vote for Tom Hanks for president.
Let's just make America great again. Let's put Forrest Gump in office. What do you say? Gump, not Trump. It's my new bumper sticker.
I like it.
He's just the best.
Is there a process to do that that I'm not aware of?
I think we should create one if there isn't.
Okay. We just write him in for president is what we do.
Tom Hanks made headlines again yesterday after he sent the White House press corps a new espresso maker, along with a note saying, keep up the good fight for truth, justice, and the American way, especially for the truth part. By the way, this isn't the first time he's done it. The new machine replaces the one he originally sent over to the White House press room back in 2010. He toured the press break room back during the Bush administration and noticed there was no coffee maker. So he bought them one and wanted to make sure they still had plenty of coffee, so he sent them a new one.
That's pretty cool.
What a decent guy. Who thinks that way?
Yeah.
Who just walks around in their day and say, hey, you know what? I bet those White House reporters, they could probably use a fresh cup of Joe. I'm going to send them over one of those there machines. Just stop it. Just stop it, Hanks.
Stop being better than everybody?
Yes.
You used to have to be a senator or a governor or something to, you know, have a little experience in government to be president. Obviously, we don't care about that anymore.
The floodgates are open now.
No, I think they really are. That's why you're starting to already hear people talking about Oprah in 2020. But why not Tom Hanks for president?
Because he has no governing experience whatsoever.
But he seems like a smart, reasonable,
yes,
thoughtful,
very nice, good
intelligent
guy.
Person.
Right. Doesn't mean he should be president.
Well, I disagree. I think he should be president.
Come on, really?
I do. I think he should be president.
Just because he seemed like a nice guy?
Would you have thought that 4 years ago?
I would not have been as open to it as I am now.
That's what I think we need to try to put the toothpaste back in the tube. Yeah. As crazy as that is, impossible it is, we need to get a hold of ourselves now and use this as a teachable moment and say, well, this is madness. Let's not do this again.
Look, I know we live in a complicated world, but for the first, 50 years of America, that it was people who, people were farmers, and people were teachers, and people were all
first
sorts of occupations.
First 50 years of America, there were 8 people and a cow and a guy with a lantern, and that's what they governed.
I'd vote for the cow.
Cow.
Well, when
like
you
a
find
person.
A better candidate than Tom Hanks, you'd let me know.
He's too decent, Bean. It would hurt him.
Would it hurt him?
Yeah. Keep him out of the White House, you guys.
His vice president would be a volleyball.
Come on,
we don't need that. Madness. Hey, congratulations to Paris Jackson. She is for really signed up with a major modeling agency. She just got herself a big-time modeling deal. She will be with IMG Models. They also represent Gigi Hadid, or Gigi, depending on who you are. Haley Baldwin. Hannah Jeter. So she's in good company. 18 years old, she decided she wants to be a model. What could go wrong at Jackson with a, with a life in show business with lots of money and attention? I think we're going to read good things about her in the future. Just hope she sleeps okay.
Don't you also wonder what it must be like for a kid to have been raised by Michael Jackson? Your parent.
Yeah. But there was also Debbie, right? Wasn't Debbie also in the picture?
Yeah, I think she was actually maybe more
for a
so.
Minute.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. No, I think the opposite, Kevin. Debbie Rowe, I think, was the primary parent.
For about a minute.
For a minute? What do you keep saying a minute for?
A minute and a half. Two tops. That's as high as I'm going, though.
Are we lost in gravity?
We're lost in gravity. Yes, we are. Oh, what?
Ouch.
Oh, this just did. Hold on. Late breaking.
Late breaking.
Yes.
You know where I'm going with this, Kevin.
Come on
and now.
But we have
breaking news.
But the showbiz is live, local, and late breaking. Yes. So if there is some breaking news, I need to report
come
it.
There
on.
Is.
As a professional journalist, I have that obligation. Yeah.
I know Ralph.
Sent me a coffee maker.
I know Ralph well enough to know that he will gladly cede his time for the moment with that he missed yesterday. You miss one day, and you miss one of the great moments with our boy Kevin of all time, Ralph. And will you permit me to play it for you now?
I insist.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
All right, we're going to play a lullaby version of a Red Hot
Chili Peppers.
Thank you.
That was the listener helping him now.
That was the contestant who just wanted me to get through the band's name so he could try and win tickets.
You had a complete shutdown.
It was a heavy rotation, is what it was.
And what I was thinking,
but then at least you went to dead silence. At least you went to silence.
I quit. I was like, I'm not. How many times have I said Red Hot Chili Peppers? Probably
in your life?
Probably 10 million.
I think Ralph needs it again. Really understand.
Hell yeah, I do.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
All right, we're going to play a lullaby version of a Red Hot
Chili Peppers.
Thank you.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Ow! Ow, it actually hurts me. It's so good. It's so good it hurts. It physically hurts.
Now, Kevin, if Omar, the caller on the phone, had not said anything, we weren't going to say anything.
Oh, I know.
How long would you have waited before you tried again?
I honestly quit.
Would you just walked out of the studio?
No, yeah. I probably would have just said RHCP. Yeah. I probably would have just bailed.
But tell Kevin... Tell Ralph why.
Don't call Ralph Kevin.
Sorry.
He doesn't like that.
Apologies.
I will not stand for that.
The fact that you were just trying to get through the word lullaby and then you were going to coast.
Because of baby songs.
Baby songs?
Remember that one?
You didn't say baby songs?
Right. So then I thought, focus on the word lullaby. And once you get that out, you're good.
Then you're just cruising. You're cruising.
Right.
What about baby songs? Did you have baby songs?
No, I said lullaby correctly. Oh. And then, listen, you'll hear. I don't want to play it again. You'll hear later.
I want to hear the baby songs one now that we've
Yeah, we have to hear that.
Your baby songs, just so people have some frame of reference.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
We found out that this happens a lot. There's like baby songs. It sounds like baby songs, and there's...
Were you searching for the word lullabies when you said baby songs twice?
Yes, I was. Okay. Yes, I was.
That was a moment with Kevin.
So that, of course, was my concern.
Yeah.
I feel like Kevin looks at every sentence as a mountain he has to climb.
Mm. Oh. Yep. And he's trying to climb in flip-flops.
I really wish that wasn't true.
But we were so sad, Ralph, that you weren't here yesterday to enjoy it.
But look, it's captured forever.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great. That's my favorite part of this.
I got it. I got it today. It's just, sometimes it's like pizza. It's just as good the next day.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, director George Miller is 72 years old today.
He's a Mad Max guy, right?
Yes! Fury Road, how good was that? 72 years old, still cranking out smash hit blockbusters. Julie Bowen from Modern Family, just one of the best. He's 47 years old today. Jessica Biel turns 35. Thomas Barbuska, he plays Chip Pemberton on The Mick. Very funny, 14 years old, talented kid. And Tone Loke!
Took her to the hotel. She said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean.
Let's do the wild thing. Love to do the wild thing.
Where's Tone Loke today?
I don't know.
Let's find him.
Let's find him
and wish him a happy birthday.
I feel like we need to do that.
He's 51 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Comedian and actor Adam Devine on the program today. We got a brand new internet roundup for you, and we'll hook you up with yet more tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Staples Center next week. And you qualify to see them in Rio, the one in Brazil. That's all coming up. First, it's Friday. Ralph is here. It means it's time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Just a buttload of movies coming out this weekend.
A buttload?
Yeah.
Is that a lot?
Depends on your butt, I guess.
Right.
But it's a lot.
Okay.
For me. Because of my man-sized butt.
Okay.
Let's start with Before I Fall. This is a story of a young girl who lives a charmed life until one tragic day where she doesn't, and it all ends for her. Or does it? Because she dies, but then the next morning she wakes up, and she has to live that same day all over again. For a week, she has to relive the day of her death to untangle the mystery that surrounds it. It's like Groundhog's Day, but with a lot of teenage angst.
And just for a week.
Yeah. And then she figures it all out, and then the shocking reveal shocks you. Spoilers. This stars Zoe Deutsch and Medallion Rami, so I will not be going to see this film because I will not see anything with anyone named Medallion in it. Here are some clips from the trailer of Before I Fall.
Mom, do you think I'm a good person?
It doesn't matter what I think.
Why do we hate Juliet?
Why do you care all of a sudden?
Yesterday you said you were afraid she would bite you. That was a long time ago. That was yesterday.
Juliet, wait!
If I was going to relive the same day over and over, I want it to be a day that would make a difference. Not just for me.
See? She learns an important lesson about life and love.
Okay.
Also opening up this weekend, Wolves. About the tragic, family-destroying aspect of gambling addiction, beer mugs! But an 18-year-old basketball star who's being recruited by Cornell seems to have his whole life figured out. But at home, he's got a troubled father with a gambling addiction, forcing his mother to try to keep the family afloat all by herself with great emotional and financial sacrifice. Michael Shannon stars in this film along with Carla Gugino and Taylor John Smith. Here's some clips from the trailer of Wolves.
We haven't received your tuition check for second semester.
I don't want to stress out Mom. I know she's working like 1,000 hours a week, so...
Yeah, you did the right thing.
What's happening on the college front?
Do you have the talent, Anthony?
I fight hard for my scholarships.
I'm looking for someone who will stand out.
Feel that anger!
Michigan State's playing at home. There's no way they're going to lose.
I know you drained the college account.
How much do you want to put down?
30.
It's all going to work out for the best.
You always think that.
You are all going to die tonight.
That is Beer Mug's life story right there.
I feel like he should go see that movie this weekend.
Plug in his child for that basketball kid, and it's all right? The same story. It's just the same.
And that's called Woofs?
Wolves.
Oh, sorry. It's translating for Dave, in case he's listening.
The Shack opens up this weekend. A grieving man is sent an invitation by God to meet him at a shack. Do not fall for this, people.
Right?
I did once. It was not God there waiting for me. I guarantee. It's a guy with no pants on.
Oh, no.
That's a bad surprise. Don't fall for the old shack email. Hey, I'm God. Why don't you come by my shack? Next thing you show up, it's all duct tape and Vaseline. Right?
Wow. You have a lot of specifics about that.
Wow. Day. Title of my new album, by the way. I hope you'll all pick it up.
Nope.
Sam Worthington stars Octavia Spencer, Tim McGraw, and Radha Mitchell in this, what they're calling a faith-based film.
Oh.
The Shack. Here are some clips from the trailer.
Missy! Missy!
I was scared. I didn't know what to do.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
The letter showed up in my mailbox. With no tracks in the snow.
You're not thinking about going back there, are you?
I gotta do something.
He's still having a hard time believing this is real.
Why did you bring me here?
There's no easy answer that'll take your pain away.
You want me to forgive him? I want him to hurt like he hurt me.
See? Yeah. Learn things at the shack.
There were no tracks in the snow because he carried the mailman.
Wouldn't there be at least one set of tracks then if that was the case? Wouldn't Jesus' tracks be in there?
Jesus can fly.
Oh, he's flying now, is he? All your years in the seminary, Allie, and you still get that wrong about how many sets of footprints are in the snow.
I'm the worst Catholic ever.
Yeah, you may be. Yes, you don't even read those inspirational posters. You have no idea how God works.
No.
Talk about the picture of the footprints on the sand. God.
Carol.
Literally. So the God Shack, go see that. The God Shack is a little old place where
I think it's just,
you can meet your maker.
I think it's just the Shack.
God Shack, baby. God Shack, baby.
You are all going to die tonight.
The Last Word opens up this weekend as well. This is Shirley MacLaine, Amanda Seyfried, Thomas Sadowski. Story of a businesswoman who tries to control everything around her, and then a friendship with a young journalist changes her life. But she learns a lot of important lessons about life and love in The Last Word.
The thought of leaving my obituary to chance is completely unreasonable to me.
Well, I am the obituary writer, so when the time comes, I will be writing her obituary.
I want you to write it now.
Huh.
I hated her so much.
If I want your opinion, I will give it to you. That's what she told me. I was her gynecologist.
If there's just one thing you could say about her that's nice.
If she were dead, that would be nice. How's that?
Oh.
They don't like that old lady.
It's about obituaries, though. Who's in?
Oh, Bean is.
Bean is all over it.
I think that'd be a great job, just writing, pre-writing obituaries.
I stand by that.
What a great life that would be, just writing stories of dead people.
Bean said all of that, and more importantly, meant it.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. You wake up in the morning and you go, all right, whose obituary do I want to start on today? You get ahead of the curve before these people die.
Start
I love
yours.
I love
yours
the idea.
Before
of that.
You're in a bag in the desert, will you? Table 19 opens up this weekend.
Oh, this one's frightening to me.
It's a romantic comedy, Bean. Why is it frightening to you?
Because it has so many great stars in it. But I hear such terrible things about it. It's just a tragic. It looks like a tragic missed opportunity for this cast.
Anna Kendrick stars as a maid of honor at a wedding, but she gets relieved of her duties because she breaks up with the best man at that same wedding. And so she gets relegated way in the back at the wedding to table 19, where she finds herself seated with five random strangers. And chaos and wackiness, well, that's the main course at this wedding. Anna Kendrick, Lisa Kudrow, Craig Robinson, and Stephen Merchant.
Stephen Merchant.
Wow.
All-star in Table 19. And not one of them writes an obituary. So it's already better than the last film. Here's some clips from the trailer.
I'm Eloise. I got dumped by Francie's brother, the best man back there at Table 1.
No kidding.
This is a great table. It's a great one.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
What if you came here for a different reason today? What if you went away with something better?
It was lovely dancing with you.
How did I not just get kissed?
It happens more often than you think.
Okay.
Any other options?
Yes, you can go see Logan.
There we go.
You can see...
Yeah!
Oh,
man.
My God. Really? I gotta kiss the pipe the F
down. They've been excited about Logan.
Less sugar.
Oh,
what's happening?
You know...
There you go.
Better.
Much better.
Yeah.
I'm getting tinnitus.
Because of
from this freaking job.
Because of the kids?
I'm not kidding. I lay in bed and I hear... in my head. Because of freaking Bean and stuff like that. Years. Oh, cannot wait for my lawyer to get a hold of him.
Sounds like they're in the next room. That's good.
Logan stars Hugh Jackman in his farewell performance as Wolverine. 17 years he's been playing that character. Can you believe it?
Wow.
It's crazy. Patrick Stewart returns, of course, as Professor X. Daphne Keene, Boyd Holbrook. Great cast. In this story, in the near future, Logan, a.k.a. the Wolverine, is caring for Professor X, and he has to change his life and his outlook on life when a young mutant arrives and he becomes her guardian. Logan, in theaters everywhere, starting last night, and by all accounts, it's just terrific. Here's some clips from the trailer.
She's like you. Very much like you.
I am not whatever it is you think I am.
She needs our help.
Someone will come along.
Someone has come along.
This is what life looks like. People who love each other. A home. You still have time.
2 days on the road, only one meal and hardly any sleep. She's 11, I'm 90.
And then they all sit at table 19, and it's crazy.
I don't think that's...
Oh, how did I not just get kissed? Professor X asks. That's the pick for the weekend. Of course, Get Out is still out there as well.
Yes, so if you haven't seen that, catch up.
A lot of good movies.
Kids love that, I think.
I've had an ass full of those kids, quite frankly. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
What have you learned about people over the years, Kevin?
People are dumb.
Dumb.
I'd like to tell you about a few. Alan V. Evans of Wheat Ridge, Colorado, took out a lengthy ad in the Times of London 2 days ago. I don't know what that would cost. Do you have an idea what that would cost, Bean?
I mean, the Times of London is a major, major newspaper in a major, major city. I can't imagine you could buy a full-page ad for less than $10,000.
He claims that due to his unbroken lineage, trailing back to the Kingdom of Gondor, he says... That makes him the rightful king of England.
Whoa! How did he get skipped over?
Evans goes on to state that in 30 days from the post of notice, he will be claiming his rightful lands, titles, assets, and all the rest, but is considerate enough to wait until the natural death of Queen Elizabeth II before he takes over as the king.
Okay, that's nice.
That's not a nice show of respect. So in other words, when, you know, God forbid the day comes that we lose the beloved Queen of England, that he's going to wrestle Prince Charles for the job at some point? I mean,
well,
he's going
to... there's one problem, and that's that the Kingdom of Gondor is in Middle Earth and is from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, sweet spirit.
Dumb.
So he may not have a huge claim to the crown.
This may be a little bit more bad luck than dumb, but John Morando, 82 years old from Ontario, was playing a slot machine at the Mohawk Racetrack outside of Milton, Ontario. Mm-hmm. He won $2,000 on a $2 slot machine, and they paid him off, fine. Then he hit a $10,000 jackpot.
Wow.
He also played some penny slot machines, and when he stopped, his total winnings added up to $10,000. And 2 cents. So he tried to cash it in and get the money, the $10,000 and 2 cents that he was owed. However, he may have forgotten that 17 years ago, when he felt that maybe he was spending too much money, beer mug, he signed a form to self-exclude himself from gaming facilities.
Oh, no.
It's a legal document that says, I have a problem, don't ever let me in.
Oh, my gosh.
He forgot about that.
Oh, no.
Because it was 17 years ago. Ontario Lottery and Gaming said, quote, self-excluded individuals are not permitted to win prizes. And then escorted him off the property and charged him with trespassing.
Oh, my God.
Do you know why they didn't catch the $2,000?
Why?
Because the limit where they start double-checking things is $10,000.
Oh, no.
And he had $10,000. And 2 cents.
The penny slot machines are what put him over the top.
Right?
That's amazing.
I wonder if he could hand that to someone and they could get the money.
Yeah, I don't... probably.
This is concerning.
Probably.
Yeah. Wow.
Two cents.
Never signed
that. He could have played the penny slot 3 more times, I think, and been fine.
Oh, no.
Up next is Dale Tucker from Marietta, Georgia. He went into a pawn shop. He was looking at a $200 military knife. And he thought, you know what? That's just the one. Took a look at the knife. Gave the clerk all of his personal information, including his driver's license, which got copied and written down, and his fingerprint on the pawn ticket.
Uh-oh.
Everything was on security cameras. The cops were called out when Dale quickly then, after all of that, stole the knife.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Stole the knife after fingerprints.
Maybe don't give them every way in the world to find you.
Dumb.
And finally, out of St. George, Washington, deputies were dispatched to a report of a robbery at a cabin in New Harmony where a party was being held. They didn't have any suspects. They had no idea. So they showed up. The deputy spoke with the man who reported that he'd been assaulted, threatened with a gun, then robbed. And they were like, well, we'll get on it. We'll see if we can find out who it was. On February 26, while authorities were working to identify and track down the men, 22-year-old Chibuki Cletus Amadi of St. George put up a video on social media recapping the whole story.
Oh, no.
So then we're in this guy's house. We're having a party. He had no idea we were upstairs. Guy sees the video post, sends the police over, and he's arrested immediately.
Oh, Cletus.
Right? Oh, Cletus is what we're saying.
Don't put your blame on me.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51.
Ralph Garman is here. We're going to take a look at the Showbiz Beat, but we also want to, at the same time, open up the phone line. It's been a few days since we've had you on the air for Kevin Means What's Good. This is where you can call on any topic on your mind, comments, questions, problems, recommendations, whatever you got at 1-800-520-1067. And we thought it might be nice. You can call on anything you want, but because of the news that came out yesterday about the Hall of Fame broadcaster Bob Miller announcing his retirement at the end of this King season, we thought it might be nice if you have some thoughts on that. You want to spread some love about how we're all feeling about losing Bob on the TV and on the radio.
He's going to do the last two games of the season, but that's it.
How about that?
Then you take over, Kevin?
Then I take over, right.
Oh, Kevin announcing hockey would be the greatest thing ever. It would be the greatest thing ever, right.
Agreed.
If the K-Rock microphones weren't there for his audition of Kevin trying out to be the new voice of the Kings, then I don't know what world we live in anymore.
Moves.
Unbelievable.
You know how sharp and on top of your game you have to be to announce that game above all other sports.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a more taxing, verbally taxing job than a hockey play-by-play announcer.
Yeah. Look, I'm no Bob Miller, but I'd be great.
You know, that is really the key to your life, is that you just go through life thinking that whatever happens, you're going to be great.
I mean, it's very possible I would be great. You have to accept that as very real possibility.
Yeah, I do.
Kevin was equally convincing when he has told us on many occasions that he would be an excellent president.
Yes. I would. I'd be great.
He has said that many times.
And a great spy, remember? He'd also be a great secret agent.
Right. I would be.
You guys don't know.
If you've got thoughts on Bob,
you don't pour my cereal.
Oh, jeez.
If you've got thoughts on anything else, you can give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. Right after the top of the hour, we'll take your calls for Kevin Beans. What's good? First, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on?
Hey, Lord is back.
Oh, right? It's Lord back.
It's been a while since we've heard any new music from her. But she's got a new album coming out called Melodrama. And she dropped her first single off of that album, Greenlight, yesterday. And it's awesome. We haven't heard since 2013 was the last time we heard anything from her with her Pure Heroin debut CD. And then she
What do you think of this song, Ralph?
She had a little single on the Hunger Games soundtrack, the third Hunger Games film, called Yellow Flicker Beat. But this is the first new music in a while. I don't love it.
I love it.
I think it's,
really?
I think it's fine.
Do we have a clip? Do we have? We do. Hear some of
them? We do. Here's some of the new song she dropped yesterday called Greenlight.
Hot girls, we have problems too. We're just like you.
Nope.
Except we're hot.
I think it's a little arrogant.
It's catchy.
Seems a little arrogant to me.
I can relate to it.
I like
that's
her.
Not it, guys. That's not
what?
The. That's not the Lord's song.
Oh, you wanted Lord? Oh, Lord.
I think we know why he likes it.
Because it sounds like Taylor Swift.
Very Taylor Swift inspired.
Yeah.
I think it's a terrific song. In the video, too. Both of them are good.
You're the worst person in the world.
Because I like a Lord song?
Yes.
I know that I've...
And for other reasons.
I know that I've seen her live, and that makes me like songs that I just thought were average before. Mm-hmm. I mean, she really does a great job live, so maybe.
I hope she's finally getting into disco, because that's all we were real waiting for. Remember when her first album came out, I said, she's good, but if she would just have more disco dance tunes, I think we'd really be onto something. Huh. I think we all said. Beep, beep. I think that song's missing. Do you like to wager? We've been talking a lot about gambling today.
Mugs!
Are you a wagerer?
Yes.
Well, you could bet on Dancing with the Stars.
Nope.
Yep.
Oh.
Covers.com is a website that's taking bets on Dancing with the Stars, and the early odds are in. The favorite going off at minus 300. Simone Biles, the Olympic gymnast, Simone Biles. Mm-hmm. Now, we thought maybe Heather Morris would be.
Mm-hmm. I would say she's up there, though, no?
She is second. Yeah, she is second. Way down at the bottom, David Ross from the Cubs. He's a long shot going off at plus 3,000.
Oh.
But the next longest shot, and I'm offended, Mr. T.
How dare they?
Going off
no
at
love
plus
for T.
2,500. Don't they have any faith?
Right.
T. He's T.
Hey, guys, I don't mean this to be a stupid question, but he'll take the chains off when he dances, right?
He hasn't worn the chains in a long time.
He took those off 25 years ago.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because he's born again, and he feels like the chains are too showy.
All right, I'm not
going
really
to brag with my wealth.
Yeah.
Man of God now, yeah. Sucker.
Okay.
Is he still on the A-team, do you know?
Is he going to come in the van?
Is he fighting Rocky this week? Pete, did you rip Van Winkle? Did you just wake up this morning?
I haven't been paying very close attention to what T's been
well,
wearing.
Well, neither have the rest of us, but we just live in the world, so we picked up on the fact that he's not wearing giant gold chains anymore. Because we're alive. You know how we know that? Because we're alive.
Even I knew that. That should put you to shame.
I can't do this.
Is he still hanging out with George Peppard?
All right. I think I feel courage now. Thank you.
Do you?
I mean, in Bean's defense, he did say it could very well be a stupid question.
Yes, but I didn't know.
You just didn't know how stupid.
Right.
Back to you.
If that's a fear of mine when I'm going through my thought processes before the mouth opens, mm-hmm. if I go, boy, this could be a dumb question, you know what I do? I don't say it out loud. I hold that question in. And then I go off and do a little research.
I could have done that. That would have been a way to go.
You keep doing what you're doing, B.
Chicago Justice debuted on NBC Wednesday night. It's another hit for NBC. The Chicago shows.
Right?
Massive hits.
And there are how many of them now? Is this the fourth?
This is Chicago Justice. Mm-hmm. Which pulled in about 9 million viewers at 10 p.m. on Wednesday night, live. They haven't got the DVR numbers yet. But then Chicago Fire was at 8 p.m. Chicago PD was at 9 p.m. So I think there's just the three of them. Oh, no, there's Chicago Med, right?
Chicago Med, that's
yeah,
right,
Chicago,
yeah.
Chicago Med, so there's four of them all together. But
they do a lot of little crossover stuff, like if somebody gets in a car accident, the cops
it's
show up
in
at
the
fire
world,
department.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they show up at the hospital, and it's that... It's that cast. It's kind of cool.
We should call this show Chicago Kevin and Bean.
Would that help?
It couldn't hurt, okay. Right? Maybe some people start tuning in. They thought we're all part of the big Chicago world.
Sure.
Right? Is Johnny Chicago out there? Hey, Johnny Chicago, are you out there?
I think we need Johnny Chicago.
I want to hear what Johnny Chicago thought of the show last night. Hey, guys, going over there? He's a guy from Chicago we've got here working on the show. I thought maybe we'd get an opinion of him from the NBC Chicago show. What do you think of those shows?
Oh, those are great shows. It really highlights all the good things that Chicago has to offer. You know,
like
Chicago Fire, all the good guys.
Fire's good.
Fire's from Chicago.
Okay, that's a positive.
They're offering that fire in Chicago. Right. Doesn't Chicago have a bad history with fire?
Yeah, they got the Great Fire of 1919 or something like that. The cops, what year was it, Allie?
Why are you
Doesn't
looking
matter.
At me, Johnny?
Just keep
Chicago?
Going.
Keep going.
I didn't even know Allie.
Right. Good question. They got the cops. They All do right. good work down there, you know, over there in Chirac. The kids are calling it Chirac these days because it's dangerous.
Must be very offensive to you, Johnny Chicago, how much President Trump smack talks your city. It makes it sound like a hellhole.
Yeah, he just hasn't visited the right spots, you know. He's got to come down, enjoy a nice Chicago dog, maybe go to Giordano's, get a nice, deep dish. He hasn't visited the right places, that good old Trump there.
Okay. Thanks for stopping by, Johnny Chicago.
Stop by, Johnny.
Anytime, guys.
All right, buddy.
Is he just waiting the hallways for whenever we need him, once every 6 months?
Right.
Johnny Chicago?
Maintenance here, I think.
Oh, does he?
Okay. Yeah, I think he was working on the fire alarm this morning. Yeah. That's improv right there.
Yep.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Thomas Barbuska plays Chip on The Mick. Funny kid, 14 years old today. Jessica Biel is 35. The lovely and talented Julie Bowen celebrates her 47th birthday. George Miller, legendary Australian director, is 72. and Tone Loc. Or I asked for the clip where it's mostly just cowbell and not much Tone Loc singing.
You got it.
Yeah, that was the clip I was looking for.
You got it.
I didn't want to feature him so much on his birthday. I wanted to feature more that guy who played cowbell behind him for a while.
Really more of a tribute to the backing band.
Really was. He's 51 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her off your phone calls. Our next, any topic, 1-800-520-1067. What are we not talking about? What is important? What's good? You call now. We take your calls next.
Next hour, we're going to give away a bunch of tickets for you to go to the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Staples Center next week. That's going to be 1-800-520-1067, the same phone number you can use right now to get on the air with any topic. It's Kevin and Bean's What's Good? Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
What's good was this hour yesterday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We had some fascinating and fun and talented guests stop by, and I think that's what Ruben is calling about, Roland Heights, to get us going here on line one.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What you got? What's good?
Thanks. I just want to say, like, how amazing was it having those guys in one room together? And my question is, are they going to be playing Red Bull South or any stage at K-Rock soon?
You are talking about the band Dream Car that came by yesterday, which is Davey Havok and the three guys from No Doubt who have a new band. We world premiered their song yesterday, which, by the way, how many times have you listened to that song since then, Allie?
All.
I've listened to it about eight times.
It's so good.
Yeah, I love it.
And they're the nicest guys in the world, and they seem to have genuine affection for one another and genuine chemistry. And I feel like this was one of those bands that just came together because they were just a perfect match. You know what I mean? It just works, those guys together.
It was really weird, though, Ruben, in that we love those three guys from No Doubt and Gwen
have forever.
As well, and have forever. And we love Davey Havok. So having them all in here was fantastic.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Except for when I said that the name of the band was AFI. I didn't like that at all.
Slight hiccup.
It was a slow start.
It's so much worse when you're staring at the people who you're offending.
The album's coming out in May, and we have been told that as much as we love the single, that the rest of the album is just as great. They don't have any plans to play right now at K-Rock, but we have, you know, fingers crossed that we'll be able to do something with them. I mean, let's face it, we do have a show every summer, and, you know, that would be a dream come true if we could get them on the bill. We don't know yet, but keep listening, and we'll let you know when we do, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Omar, line three, please. He's in Los Angeles. We had talked a few minutes ago about the great Bob Miller, Hall of Fame announcer for the Los Angeles Kings, announced his retirement yesterday. That's what Omar's calling us about.
Hey, Omar.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Bummer, right?
Yeah, and that also kind of singles the kind of great legacy of the L.A. sports announcers. I don't care what you say about L.A. City. We kind of have the Hall of Fame announcers who were really unbiased. You had Chick Hearn, Vince Scully last year, and now Bob Miller. So, I mean, that's really marking the end of an era. And
yeah, it's a bummer. I mean, how many different industries do you have somebody who's been calling games for 60 years, for 50 years, for 40 years? It's crazy how long a lot of these announcers have been here. And Bob Miller was going to, you know, work out the season and then retire. But then he had a small stroke the weekend of the All-Star weekend. So now he's just going to call the last two games, and it's a total bummer.
Who's that, Blackhawks and Ducks?
I think so.
Nice.
I think so, yes. You know what I was thinking last night, though, Omar, is I am so happy that he got a chance to say this.
Here on the left side, Martinez over to Clifford. Right side, shot from there, and a save and a rebound score!
Yes!
Kings win the cup! The Kings, Martinez, getting the rebound.
Yes!
The Kings have won the Stanley Cup.
I mean, how great that they won the cup for Bob.
Exactly.
Two times he got to say that.
Only took him 40 seasons to be able to make that call. But
listen, it happens.
No, but that's
the
Some
thing.
Some people go their thing without winning a Stanley Cup. So
exactly. Yeah, so that, you know, that made me happy. It makes me sad that he has to go. Of course, everybody has to go at some point. But
Kevin is going to be replacing Bob Miller.
Right.
I think we're all going to be very, very happy.
Yeah, sure. I can do that.
Thank you for the call, Omar. By the way, Dave writes in rightfully, let's not forget Ralph Lawler while we're talking about Hall of Fame announcers for the Clippers, who also is a legend in this
town. Bingo.
How'd you like to be the people who have to replace these legends, though?
No. Well, I mean, the Kings have had a play-by-play guy now for a while since mm-hmm. Bob's health has been bad. And,
yeah.
And
it's
he's
good that they transition like that at yeah. the, while the person's still on.
And he's good, but the thing that you learn the person
yeah.
when they're an announcer. Just like Vin Scully, you know, he gives parts of himself out, and you learn what they're like, and you learn to like them personally. And he's good, and hopefully we'll get to like him as well. But it's just that's a sad thing.
It's sad, yeah, because he's part. It's part of the experience as a Kings fan. All right, let's go to Reseda. We may regret this call. Line 5. This is going to be Frank. He has a very controversial opinion he wants to share with us today.
All right, Frank. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's good?
Well, what's good is I'm never going to get married. How about that?
Okay.
Take it easy.
we'll allow it.
Have we been pressuring you?
No. But it's just, you know, it's an opinion, and some people might not agree, like you said. But you know, I think it's a good thing
to not get married.
Yes.
Okay.
That's fine. You're well within your rights and allowed to not get married. It's not required in this country. But why have you already made the decision when you don't know whether down the road you might meet somebody that makes you change your mind?
Because that won't happen. I will not change my mind. Because it's a good thing. If I change my mind, then it's a bad thing if I get married. So that's a good thing if I don't get married.
I don't understand you or follow you, but thank you for calling.
All right.
I mean, you're a great
Frank
American, I think.
Frank feels better having gotten that off of his chest, though. At least he's made a public pronouncement that he's never going to get married. So that's got to be very disappointing to a lot of the ladies out there, I
right?
Think.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got time for another one. Who do you guys like?
I'd like to go to Joel.
Let's talk to Joel then.
Joel in Anaheim. Hi, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, good morning, guys. So a couple of weeks ago, the Spanish Star Wars Twitter account tweeted out the title of the new Star Wars movie in Spanish, and it's Los Últimos Jedi, which translates to The Last Jedi in a plural sense, not mm-hmm. a singular sense.
Okay.
So I know you guys had the conversation a few weeks ago whether it was...
We did. Was it just Luke Skywalker or whatever? Yeah.
Right, exactly. So now we kind of get a sense of where they're kind of heading with the story.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
same with French and German.
Same thing.
Yeah, the adjectives, I guess they're conjugated in those languages, unlike English. Mm-hmm. So that's how we know more than one. It's plural. Ah. Multiple Jedis.
Well, that's good news because you don't want the Jedis to die out, right?
Exactly.
All right. Exactly. We'll allow it. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's do... want to do one more? You want to try to help Mike out? He's in Corona. I don't know if we can help him, but
let's go to Mike. Hi there.
How you doing, guys? I have a big choice ahead of me. I have a very popular house honey blonde that, you know, we've been carrying it a long time. I think it's time for something new. It's the craft beer world. There's so many selections out there in Southern California. My choice was going with wearing the 714 where I'm at, where I work in Anaheim. Why not choose 714? From a little brewery called Bottle Logic. But I don't know. Hopefully I get your guys' help.
All right, let me just see if I can recap.
Okay.
I can't. I can't recap.
He wants to find a blonde girl to drink beer with him.
No.
No,
I think I'm talking about a blonde
beer.
You take a shot at it.
You go.
Hold on. Not you.
Hold on.
Not you, Mike. Bean?
It sounds like there is a sort of beer that is known as a blonde beer.
Okay. Like an ale.
And you are replacing the one that you have at the bar that you work at, and you're looking for a suggestion for which one to replace it with?
If you guys are into that beer game, I could use some help, because we've been loyal and true to one brewery, but maybe it's time for something new.
See, this is...
I like 714.
This is interesting to me because there are a lot of difficult decisions being made in the world today that we have no idea are happening right now.
I also like Four Loko.
Is that a blonde beer?
So, it could be.
If you drink enough.
Just throwing out some ideas. I thought that was what this was about.
Four locos on draft. I'll do it.
There you go.
Oh, okay, gosh. Boom. Problem solved. Thank you for calling. This has been What's Good. What's Good?
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 722.
Interesting you would be playing that song from Third Eye Blind, by the way.
Semi Charm Lifeline.
Yes. I saw an article yesterday that I was interested in Billboard magazine, talking about alternative music from 20 years ago, the alternative music songs of 1997. Mm. And the article was saying it was a great year for K-Rock that year because of all the songs that we had. And I think it's interesting when you hear a song like, well, first of all, this happens all the time where you hear a song and you go, oh, I like that song. And then it's shocking to you when you realize it is 20 years old. And that may be the case for a lot of these songs because this is a very interesting list. By the way, Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind said that that song, Semi-Charmed Life, is a dirty, filthy song about snorting speed and getting BJs. It's really funny that it gets played on the radio.
Oh, my.
All right. He says,
now I like it more.
He says a lot of people just look at it as a happy summertime jam, and I'm fine with that. So he's okay with it. But that was a number one song here on K-Rock 20 years ago, back in 1997. I thought it might be fun to spend a couple of minutes looking back on some of the other songs from 20 years ago that we were playing on K-Rock, you were hearing, and see how you feel about them now. All right?
Okay.
Break Stuff, Limp Bizkit.
For instance.
Chumbawamba.
When was the last
time
you heard about or thought about
Everclear?
We don't hear much from Fiona
no.
Apple anymore, but I loved that song when it was out.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah,
that's
good.
How about Sugar Ray? Remember them?
Sure. Where you want, where you try, where you want. Put your arms
around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby. I freaking love that song.
It's so interesting to me the way some songs age, because there are some songs that are like a moment in time where you go, you know what? I'm embarrassed that I liked that so much at the time, but I never want to hear it again.
We all like that song. F you.
And then there are some songs that sound great if you hear them in 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. They still sound great. So that comes on the radio today, Allie. You still turn that up?
No.
I've seen
but
them.
But I did love them.
I've seen Sugar Ray in the last about year at a charity event.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Killed it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Still got it.
Still just so fun. They're just fun. They have a great time running all over the place. It's good times.
K-Rock songs from 1997. Here's one I have not heard in forever, by the way.
That's what they did.
What's happening right now?
Nothing. They're just making fun of me for saying running all over the place.
Oh, they're not in a wheelchair yet? I haven't heard this song in forever until this list from Billboard yesterday. And if I remember correctly, this band headlined Coachella one year. They were so big. Remember The Prodigy?
Oh, sure.
Whatever happened to The Prodigy, by the way? Where are they now?
I mean, they smacked their bitch up. They're probably in jail.
Probably in jail.
Yeah. I don't think they did that.
Here's one I know we still play a lot on K-Rock, but it's hard to believe this song is already 20 years old.
No kidding. Bean, you remember when Blur played on our show?
Yes, I do.
They brought in amps.
Okay.
And we were in a different building. It was even smaller than this one. They brought in amps from the floor to the ceiling.
Oh, no.
Like, they could have played the Rose Bowl with us. And when they started playing that song, you could hear nothing except for a wall of noise.
You couldn't hear
lyrics. You couldn't hear guitars. It was noise.
It was like they were using sound as a weapon.
Yes,
like our insides were going to liquefy from how loud it was. And it was a room. Kevin's right. It's a room smaller than the studio we have now. And there were three or four of us working on the show at the time. And then all four members of the band Blur and all of their equipment all crammed into that room.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But at least it wasn't an office building that had a floor above us and the floor below us. So that happened.
The dentist downstairs was not happy about the day Blur came to visit.
Loved it.
All right, here's one that not only has stood the test of time, in my opinion, from 20 years ago, but a song that has grown in stature, and I think I would consider it maybe one of the 100 greatest rock songs of all time. From 1997 was this one. By the way, God bless Dave Grohl and the 50 songs he's made since then that have all been great.
I was doubting you when you said top 100. That song's fantastic.
I mean, 97?
97.
Are we sure?
And
I think Bean's reading off a list from Billboard.
From Billboard magazine, yeah. I mean, what a classic, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, I know we have a lot of fans of this band from 20 years ago. Remember 311?
Sure.
You don't hear him as much anymore, but there is still a time and a place where that sounds good.
I think they're still touring, aren't they?
They are. They're still very popular around the world. They got their 311 Day is coming up. They always do a big thing, a big festival or a big cruise or something like that. They still have a huge fan base.
All right, here's another one that I think has held up as an all-time classic from 97, Radiohead.
Sure.
That was right before they stopped writing songs, remember?
Yeah, and they started doing music scores.
Whatever it is that they do now that I still like, but it is very different. Here's another guy who has continued to create and make a lot of great records for K-Rock over the years, but 97 was a big year for Beck. She's a He's got a new album coming out in a few weeks, by the way.
I remember when I had to interview him by myself because Bean was someplace else, and I interviewed him, and I for the whole time I talked to him. And then when I walked out, I was like, honestly, I have no idea what was just said.
No.
I don't understand a word of what was just said. And yet I love him. He's so great.
Yeah. And we just had him on the show a couple of months ago with his new song, Wow, and had a great time with him. I mean, he's such a smart, thoughtful guy. But you're right. Sometimes he is kind of in his own world a little bit. All right, here's one. You guys tell me if you can stand it anymore. We all loved it at the time. It was another number one song on K-Rock 20 years ago, but how has this one aged for you? Nope. Kevin, I can see you're undecided. Do you have no room for Smash Mouth? Is it because All-Star killed the band for you? Like, when you hear that song, there's nothing fun about that. All right. I can see you're undecided. Here's one we used to play a ton on K-Rock. It's been a while since I heard. No, let me go on.
That's for the last one.
It's been a while since I've heard it, and I got to be honest, I still kind of like it.
I smell sex and candlelight.
I do, too.
Who's that lounge? The lead singer for that band who wrote the song said, I know it sounds like I was high when we recorded that, but I promise that I wasn't.
I heard it was about cocaine and getting oral sex. That's what I heard that song
That's
about.
The third
I think
that was
Stephen Jenkins.
All right, a couple more. We're looking at Billboard hits on K-Rock from 20 years ago. You guys remember the Verve pipe?
For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely flesh men.
I love that song.
I don't remember that song.
Really?
No. Should that worry me?
A little bit. Yeah, it was a big hit.
We played it. I probably never played it.
And not the Verve pipe, but on the charts at the same time 20 years ago was the Verve.
Symphony, let's lie.
That would be in my top 100 as well.
Absolutely. Cruel Intentions.
Stone Cold Classic.
Remember?
Yep. And they got sued by the Rolling Stones because that instrumental music that they use in it, that orchestral version of a Rolling Stones song, they had not cleared at the time. So they ended up losing half of the money from that song to the Rolling Stones.
Because the Rolling Stones needed that.
Two more from 1997. Here's one that has never left K-Rock since the day we debuted it, and I know it's a lot of people's favorite song still.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
I kind of feel like that song will never be off the radio, right? Just a stone cold classic.
Agreed.
And one more from 20 years ago. Kevin, I know you're going to love this, although the man who wrote it says he thinks it's not even in the top 100 of songs he's written. Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails.
Wait, Trent Reznor says it's not in the top 100 of his songs?
Very disappointed with that song, he says.
Wow.
I think, if I remember correctly, I think that was for the Lost Highway soundtrack that they wrote that song.
That's a great song.
There you go. So I don't know if that makes you feel old or feel good or feel what, but those are all songs that were on the radio here at K-Rock 20 years ago back in 1997. Comedian, actor Adam Devine joins us coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, and then we got some more tickets for you to win for the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Staples Center. The President George W. Bush, has been making the rounds this week. You know, he's been really low-key and mostly out of sight since he left office, don't you think?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, he'll pop up at some sort of an official event, an inauguration or a funeral or something like that. But in general, you don't see a lot from Mr. Bush.
You know what? I got the idea that although he was popular with a huge amount of Americans, there was a tremendous amount of hate that went his way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe after 8 years of that, you just want to disappear.
Yeah.
Understood. Yeah.
He was on Kimmel last night.
He was on Kimmel last night. He's making the rounds. He was on Ellen yesterday as well. He is making the rounds because, you know, he has taken quite a bit to painting in recent years. And he has a new book out called Portraits of Courage, A Commander-in-Chief's Tribute to American Warriors, where he paints post-9/11 war veterans. And he's putting out a book, and he's raising a bunch of money for charity. And he is, like you said, he's making the rounds on the talk shows. And last night he was on with Jimmy Kimmel, and they well, we'll let the clip speak for itself.
I happened to speak to Will Ferrell on the phone today, just having a chat with him, yeah. And he said to
kind
say hello to you.
Dropping a few names and stuff.
Yeah, but he did you very famously on Saturday Night Live.
You want to hear something terrible?
Yeah.
So I had dinner with Lorne Michaels, the head of Saturday Night Live, and I said, he said, I put a great speechwriter on you, and he came up with strategery. And I said, wait a minute, I said strategery. And he said, no, you didn't say strategery. I said, I damn sure said strategery. He said, we invent it. I said, well, let me ask you this. Did he come up with misunderstimate?
Very funny. You know, being president sounds like a terrible job. Being ex-president sounds like it might be kind of fun. I don't know. But let's get him on the phone, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? George W. Bush, former president of the United States. Back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. I feel like it's been a million years since we talked to you, Mr. Bush. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How you fellas doing?
We're good. We're doing fine. What's it like getting out of the hole and getting up there on TV?
I mean,
what's getting out of the hole? I mean, you know, you've been out of sight so much, and now you've kind of raised your head.
I've been in the hole.
Right. What's it like getting out of the hole?
It's a lot better out of the hole than it is in the hole. I'll tell you that much.
I would think so, yes.
I do not want to be in the hole.
I get a little nervous talking to you. I'm sorry.
Oh, sure.
So Will Ferrell...
What?
Are you okay?
Can I handle this?
Yes!
Please do. And when I say that, there's something wrong.
No. Please do.
Once upon a time, I choked on a pretzel.
That's true. Yes, you did.
Cut off oxygen to my brain. I think maybe you're choking on a pretzel.
I would like to ask...
Hold on a second. Pressure!
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, just I can drink whenever I want now.
I would like to ask you, Mr.
I don't have nuclear codes.
Nuclear.
There you go. Well
nuclear.
Done. Nope. Right. Nuclear.
It doesn't matter.
Nuclear.
Clear. Okay. Nuclear.
All
right. I'd like to ask you what you talked to with People Magazine about.
I'm gonna take a stab.
Who's up next?
I'm up next.
Who's in the batter box?
That'd be me.
Baseball.
Hey, I want to talk to you about People Magazine.
Yeah.
They interviewed you about Michelle Obama and
the
connection you guys have. What's that all about?
Yeah, Michelle and I, we've become good friends.
Right.
All right.
It sounded like it was more than that. I mean, it sounded like you have been sitting next to her at many different events and she really, really finds you funny. Hello?
I want to know who answers.
The phone's just dying.
No, don't say that.
This was a success.
Not a success.
Okay, I don't think the phones are out.
Let's see if we can get the president back on.
Okay, hold on. Hello, is this Mr. Is this George W. Bush?
Yes, it is George W. Bush.
Hey, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
I just dropped into a hole.
Well, I hope you get out of there soon.
Now I'm out of the hole.
Okay, good. Hey.
You guys you're a mess over there at your radio station.
You think? Yeah. We are. We've got some troubles today.
Got a lot of issues.
Right. So Allie was asking you about the relationship that you've developed with the former First Lady Michelle Obama.
Yeah, we've become friends.
Mm-hmm.
We've been at a lot of events together and sitting next to each other.
Right.
And I just think... surprisingly, we sort of hit it off.
Yeah,
and I think it's a good thing. Obviously, we come from different political parties, but I'll tell you, when you look at that Michelle,
right,
that milk chocolate skin of hers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's that? Wait, this is not.
Get a scent of that perfume she wears.
I mean,
okay, she's a married lady or married man.
Then she gives you a hug.
Uh-huh,
you never felt so safe in your life as when you do when you're embraced by those two pythons, she's called legs and arms, rather.
What kind of hug is happening?
It's a hell of a hug.
I haven't gotten the legs yet. I'll get there. So let's get we get real close sometimes when Barack's not around.
Okay, I'm very uncomfortable with this discussion.
When, well, my wife, what's her face? She's not there either.
Laura.
I think it's Laura Bush.
Ugh, that face, right?
By the way, she was sitting next to you when you were talking to People magazine.
It's like she's pinching a loaf all the time.
No.
She's a lovely lady.
Squinty face. Squinty face Jones. I call her Squinty face Jones.
No, you don't.
That's not a good nickname.
That's why she puts me in the hole.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is LA and OC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:51.
Red Hot Chili Peppers at Staples Center. They're doing three dates next week, and we are hooking you up with tickets for that coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on K-Rock. And then you're eligible for the grand prize drawing to see the band in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. It's K-Rock's Wheels Up 2017, destination number 5. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
For anybody who missed it last hour, we did mention that Lorde dropped her new song yesterday. Song called Green Light off of her new album Melodrama, and some folks heard that we played it, but they didn't hear it. They wanted to know if we could play it again. Here is a clip of that song that Bean loves. Other people don't seem quite as impressed with it, but it's called Green Light off her new record Melodrama. Here is the new Lorde. That song should be lip-synced on top of a float during a parade of some kind.
Do you think it will be a huge hit?
Probably.
Yeah. Seems to be what contemporary music sounds like these days.
Yes. So,
I also think she can pull it off, whereas we would really hate it if it was from someone else. I think. That's my take. It's Lorde. She's great.
She is great, but she's better than that.
Well, maybe that's the worst part of the song.
You're nice. Listener Juan sent in this review, Juan Castillo. I love Lorde, but that new single is like having a bad acid trip inside of a bouncy house while Kevin reads Tolstoy to you.
Ooh.
So, I don't think he's
that sounds like a good time to me.
I don't think he's a fan.
I hope it will grow on you, Ralph, as you start to hear it more, because I really do love it.
Because you have a personal relationship with it.
No, I don't. It's just... you know how a lot of songs you hear the first time and you go, well, that's not what I was expecting or that's not what I hoped for. And then it turns out to end up being one of your favorite songs. It sometimes happens that way.
Yeah, sometimes.
Or it's possible you just never like it.
Yeah.
Which is okay, too.
Just reminds me of strobe lights and Molly.
Well, maybe that would help.
Maybe. Maybe I'm in the wrong setting to appreciate that song. I was going to do a George W. Bush story, but I don't think I can even talk about it. I don't think I can even get through it. Arnold Schwarzenegger, another former politician. He may have some troubles coming up. They may not be reviewing The Celebrity Apprentice. Not only was the
you
ratings...
You mean renewing?
What
I think
I
said reviewing.
What did I say?
Reviewing.
Oh,
you mean renewing, yeah.
I'm pretty sorry. I said
yeah,
that.
No worries.
Renewing the Celebrity Apprentice, not only because of the... lackluster ratings for last season, but apparently half of the sponsors of the show have bailed out.
Ooh.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Apparently, this hashtag grab your wallet campaign is having an effect on people. People are threatening boycotts of anyone participating in business with Donald Trump or anything he's associated with. You have to remember, he's still a executive producer on Celebrity
That's right.
Apprentice. So far, Tyra Beauty, Tyra Banks' company, Larissa's Kitchen, the Los Angeles Clippers, QVC, and the Carnival Corporation have all announced they will sit out the show next season. And they are not saying explicitly why, but people are speculating perhaps it's because of this Grab Your Wallet campaign. So if you have low ratings and you have a hard time getting sponsors, and that show is very sponsorship heavy because they have a lot of stuff folded into it where they've got people with brands, whatever, come on and
it's
try
it's an hour-long commercial.
More or less, it really is for a lot of the stuff. They're saying the future of that show may be in jeopardy, so we'll have to wait and see.
It's going to become Jeopardy?
Yes, that's what's going to happen. It's going to become Jeopardy.
With Arnold as host.
Yeah, I'll take things you can't understand me saying for 500.
King of Queens star, Leah Remini. Probably best known these days as a warrior against Scientology, but she just got a new TV gig. She's going to be starring in a new NBC comedy series called What About Barb? Do you remember the movie What About Bob?
Yes.
With Richard Dreyfuss and Bill Murray?
Loved.
Great film.
This is a revamped TV version of that, where instead of a male psychologist and his patient, that was who Dreyfuss and Murray played in the film version, this will be a female psychologist and her patient, played by Leah Remini and British actress Jessica Gunning, who will be starring in the show. So I think that's got some potential. And this is exciting news. We've got Ra's al Ghul.
Is that right?
Yes.
League of Assassins.
Yes. Look at Kevin knowing stuff.
Come on,
right?
Now.
Look at Allie's face being shocked at Kevin knowing stuff.
Because I would be a great Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
What's going on?
Ra's al Ghul, or Ra's al Ghul, depending on, you know, your pronunciation. How do you pronounce it, Allie? Which way do you go?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The League of Assassins.
In what? Is it a video game?
He is one of Batman's biggest villains.
Oh, I apologize.
Played famously by Liam Neeson in Batman Begins.
Oh, really? I'd watch that.
And then Matt Nable played him in Arrow, the third season of Arrow on the CW. And now the villain is making an appearance on Gotham. He will be rising up in Gotham next season. Alexander Siddig has been announced to play him. You may know him from Game of Thrones or Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Very talented actor, so that's good news. And Meg, you looking forward to Meg?
From the Family Guy?
No, Meg, the movie about the giant prehistoric shark.
What?
Meg!
I haven't heard of it, but continue.
You haven't heard of Meg?
No, but continue.
I believe it's short for Megalodon.
Okay.
Which was an ancient prehistoric shark. And apparently there's going to be a movie about one that's still around that comes a-knocking.
Is this
a comes a-knocking, does he? Shark comes a-knocking.
He's got some talents.
If this van is rocking, you don't want that shark to come a-knocking, I'll tell you that much.
Is this in the Sharktopus Lavalanche?
Oh, no. This is for real straight up, yo.
Oh.
This is some badass. Warner Brothers is releasing the movie. Jason Statham stars in the horror thriller about a giant prehistoric shark. It'll be released in 3D and IMAX. Yeah, it better be, because you want to see that shark going rah, right at your face. And the other stars, Fan Bing Bing.
Fan Bing Bing!
It's also in it. Ruby Rose and Rainn Wilson also star. Warner Brothers has announced the release date August of next year is when we'll get to finally see that film. So people are very excited. It's been a while since we've had a big shark.
That sounds great.
Attack us. And there's a big debate on the internet as to whether Garfield the cat is a boy or a girl. You heard me. This is what people are fighting about.
Mm-hmm.
There was a troll named Virgil Texas who went online and stirred up a lot of stuff on Wikipedia by changing Garfield's gender to none.
Now, that guy's got no life, right?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Okay.
Although it seems like he is a provocateur. He's a guy who likes to stir stuff up on the internet.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So he has been battling people, whether Garfield is a boy
he's
or a girl.
He's just trolling people.
And people are losing their minds about this, fighting each other. Wikipedia had to lock down the Garfield page because people kept changing it back and forth between whether Garfield was a guy or a girl.
Well, it's a matter of national security at this point.
Garfield creator Jim Davis came forward and finally settled the discussion. He said Garfield is indeed a boy cat, even though his comedy, he said, is created to not be perceived as being any particular gender, race, age, or ethnicity. That's
Did
what
you
he
say his comedy?
Yeah, that's what I said. So it's settled. For everyone who was worried this week about the fight going on, Garfield is, in fact, male.
It's science.
And a cat.
And a cat.
Okay.
And not
funny.
Not the least bit funny.
Okay.
Not
and
once,
by the way,
ever.
I think this is worth pointing out. Not real.
How dare
what?
You.
What?
I'm just saying. It's not even a cat. It's a cartoon of a cat.
You're a dick.
Right?
Man.
I mean.
Man, you got to bring us all down, man.
Oh, what a bummer.
Hope
you're a buzzkill.
Hope Ra's al Ghul takes you out.
Right?
Ra's al Ghul. Right?
Not Ra's al Ghul.
Him.
Today's celebrity birthday is George Miller, 72 years old. Julie Bowen. How much do we love Julie Bowen?
All.
I think we first fell in love with her in Ed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day. Back there in Stuckeyville.
Yep.
And now, of course, she's on Modern Family. So funny. Talented. Lovely. 47 years old today.
Wow. She looks great.
Wouldn't your head explode if I told you she was 74? But she's not. She's 47. Jessica Biel's 35. And Tone Loc.
Took it to the hotel.
She said, you're the king, so be my queen if you know what I mean. And let's do the wild thing. Wild thing.
I think the wild thing is sex.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
What? Yeah.
What?
I was doing a little research off air. That's what I think it is.
That's ridiculous.
It's speculation. Let's see what Garfield's creator Jim Davis thinks. Tone Loke is 51 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Comedian, actor, writer, producer Adam Devine is on the phone. He, of course, is probably best known for the long-running series Workaholics, also a longtime recurring role on Modern Family. He is the Flash in the Lego Batman movie. And I'm hoping you're going to be nice to him now that you've found out he's a Clippers fan, Kevin. I'm a little bit concerned about you.
Well, I mean,
can you make the peace?
What's up, guys?
I can get along with the Clippers fan.
Okay, as long as they don't talk too much trash.
As long as they don't talk too much Clippers, that's all.
How are you, Adam?
Clippers, baby.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
lifelong fan, Adam?
No, for like the last like 6 years. 5 years, maybe.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Right when they got good.
Let me ask you. All right, let me ask you a question.
That's when you jump on, man.
Let me ask you a question because
that's the best time to jump on.
This is true of Dave, the King of Mexico. He became a Clippers fan only out of hate for the Lakers. Is that you?
Mine's not spite. Mm. Mine was purely financially. I couldn't afford Clippers tickets back in the Lakers tickets.
Right.
But
it was ridiculously expensive.
They were free.
Yeah.
And then they would give you free Carl's Jr. just for showing up. So it was really
what a win.
Yeah. It was a real win-win.
And you start spending enough nights there, and then you go, hey, you know what? I'm actually kind of enjoying these guys.
And then all of a sudden, Blake Griffin got there, and he used to dunk the basketball, which was exciting. He stopped doing that recently.
Right.
It makes it less exciting. But and then Chris Paul got there, and now they kick ass, and they got a fun mascot. I don't know if you've seen that guy. It's a bird that drives around on a scooter.
Right.
Because we're safety first, and I appreciate our mascots being safety oriented.
I have seen that, but I've never heard it referred to as a fun mascot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fun mascot.
Okay.
Sure. I think that is Chuck the Condor you're referring to.
It's no King Cake Baby thing.
It isn't the most terrifying mascot of all time.
What is that?
You are correct.
Good Lord.
Adam is on the line because he is going to be in town at the Wiltern tomorrow night doing some hilarious stand-up comedy. Tickets are on sale now through LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com. And I've been following you on the social media, Adam, and it looks like you're playing some pretty big venues this time around on your stand-up tour.
Yes. It's awesome. I got a tour bus. I'm really out here spreading the word that I'm not Adam Levine.
Okay, good.
It's time for people to understand that. I feel like I'm playing big enough venues now. I'm playing like 2,000-seat theaters, and we're selling out a lot of places. And I feel like with that amount of people, there's at least a handful of people in the audience that think I'm Adam Levine and are very disappointed in my show.
Right, sure. Expect your music at any point.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my God, he looks horrible. Does he have a thyroid issue? What's going on?
They must put so much makeup on him on The Voice.
Drunk 11 inches and gained 12 pounds.
You have been on the road with our dear friend Adam Ray. Is he going to be part of your bill tomorrow night as well?
Oh, yeah, Adam Ray's coming. We may have some special musical guests.
Special musical guests?
Yeah.
Maroon 5?
Maybe, if that gets butts in the seats.
That's interesting. All right, so tickets are on sale for tomorrow night if you want to go to Live Nation or Ticketmaster.com to see the show. I also wanted to ask you about this, Adam, because as we've established, you're a huge celebrity, right?
Yes, we've established that. Thank you.
When you and on more than one occasion, you have lashed out about problems that you had flying around the country on this tour with Delta Airlines. They have become public enemy number one for you, Delta Airlines, right?
I hate Delta Airlines.
You hate them
until they give me free miles, then I back off.
I see how it works.
This is what I'm wondering. I'm trying to find out if you are a big enough star that when Adam Devine tweets that Delta Airlines is the worst airline ever because they lost the luggage or whatever it is, do you get a response from them? Do they then hook you up? Do they help you out?
Yeah, and I don't think – I mean, I think they do that to anyone that's ever been on a commercial. Like, I think that they're so sensitive to, like, having people yell at them on social media – that they hook up everyone at any level. I'm letting you know that if you tweeted out, you could get free airline miles.
Adam, you should do that for every single airline, including airlines you don't fly. They don't know.
I should really start doing it for everything.
Right,
like,
yes.
Sbarro's pizza, it was cold, and I get free Sbarro's the rest of my life.
I mean, look.
Which I do anyways. I feel like every Sbarro's pizza I show up to, there's a 16-year-old kid who's like, get the freak out!
I mean, what's the point of having 800,000 Twitter followers if you can't get a little free stuff once in a while, right?
You got to flex on them. Yeah.
You got to, yeah. Exactly. All right, well, good. So they sorted you out then. So are you cool with Delta now or no?
I'm fine with Delta as of today. We'll see the next time I fly.
Okay. All right, last question for you, Adam. And by the way, the show tomorrow night at the Wiltern, again, tickets on sale now, LiveNation or Ticketmaster.com. Believe it or not, we have a couple of pairs of tickets to give away here on the Kevin Amin Show. Very kind of Adam to give those to us. If you want to call right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll make it caller 20 and 21 right now if you want to see Adam's show tomorrow night with our friend Adam Ray at the Wiltern. All right, last question. You're in your final workaholic season. It's been on since I was a teenager. I don't know how many years that is, but it's been on forever. Have you already filmed 64. All the episodes?
64 seasons?
Yeah, wow. 64, wow. Yeah.
I lost track right around 40 or 41.
Yeah. yeah, this is the last one. We're done. We finished about a 2 months ago, and it's we put the baby to bed. She's sleeping.
Were there any, like, last season dream guest stars that you were able to wrangle because it was coming to an end and you finally got somebody on the show you'd always wanted to get on the show?
I mean, yes, and you guys are going to have to stick around and watch all the episodes.
Oh, you go straight to hell.
That's how we're going to play it.
But we, I mean, we're so excited to be done with the show and leave on a note, a real high note creatively, because we didn't want to – we're getting old, guys. We've been doing this show a while. It was starting to get like, oh, are they – is it a little sad now that they're getting 7 years on the roof? You know?
Yeah, there is a point at which the partying becomes problematic.
We're hoping to, you know, to pull a fuller house and come back in like 25 years.
There you go.
That's a good thing to shoot for.
Be in our mid-50s and do the show again.
Retire-aholics.
Yeah, then it's funny again that we're still – that, you know, Blake is fully bald. I weigh 280 pounds.
But you have to have goals, Adam.
Yeah. So
exactly. All right.
I'm excited for that season.
Workaholics airs Wednesday nights at 10 on Comedy Central. It is the seventh and final season right now, and you can see the show at the Wiltern tomorrow night. That is going to be a lot of fun. Get your tickets, LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com. It's always fun to have you on the show, dude. Let's do it again. Thank you.
Yeah, take care, guys.
Got some great news, you guys.
Yes, Bean.
Rodney Bingenheimer's in the hall. He wants to help us give away some tickets for the Chili Peppers.
Oh, sweet.
You know, they're coming to town. They're playing Staples Center next week, and we qualify you for the trip to Rio de Janeiro. And all you have to do, and I know we have a lot of Chili Peppers fans, longtime Chili Peppers fans out there who know a lot about the band. All you have to do is stump Rodney. If you have trivia about the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you wouldn't think that Rodney would be completely conversant in Chili Peppers, but he is.
Apparently he
knows everything.
Unstumpable.
Yeah, that's what I hear too. Yeah. So you want to stump Rodney, give us a call right now at 1-800-520-1067. We'll bring him in and we'll play the game in just a few minutes. First, though, time for a brand new Kevin Amin Internet Roundup.
Internet Roundup. Better turn your sound up. Internet Roundup on KRock.com.
Our producer, Dave, the King of Mexico.
Internet Roundup. Better turn your sound up.
I don't feel like the second verse helps.
Internet Roundup on KevinandBean.com.
Producer Dave, Internet Roundup.
Hey!
Okay. Dave, first of all, good batch, thank you. But why do you always insist on adding a video every week where somebody vomits? What is your deal with that? Like, this puke fruit challenge is a guy who eats a fruit that makes you throw up. Why do I want to see that?
Because it's funny.
I mean, why? It was pretty epic.
Yeah.
Not for me.
It was pretty epic. He could have gone for distance with that one.
Did you guys almost vomit watching it?
I did.
The first 20 seconds that I saw of it, did I almost vomit?
Oh, when he bit into that gushy nani fruit.
Yeah, I'm that's a big no for me. But that video is up there if you want to see it. And there's also a video. We don't have audio because it's a visual thing. But there's a minor league baseball game going on, and a player loses control of his bat at the plate, and it flies into the dugout, and another player catches it. Almost without even trying, without even moving. He just holds his hand up in the air.
It's awesome.
And it was attracted to him like it was a magnet.
Because guys...
Those guys are in the major leagues, though.
Oh, is it spring training?
Spring training.
Spring training. Spring training. Yeah. Okay, yeah. But guys behind him are scrambling for safety, and he doesn't even flinch. He just puts up his hand. Boom, I got it.
And he flicks the bat back at him. He's like, there you go, brah. I got you.
It was super hot.
Crazy reflexes. Anyway, check out those videos.
That was the best thing that's ever happened in baseball.
How dare you, first of all. This one may only be amusing to me. Just give me a few seconds of video number one. Hit it right now, would you please? You hear this and you go, well, that's some guy taking a video of his dog barking. Guess what? Not a dog. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a parrot. We are listening to a parrot now barking like a dog.
So if you have a parrot, call in now.
Nope.
Why is a parrot making that noise?
He thinks he's a dog. I mean, the only thing I can think is parrots, you know,
amazing.
They emulate whatever sounds they hear. Maybe they've got a barking dog in that house.
I guess.
That's crazy. All right, here's a wonderful video if you like really dumb jokes. This is two members of the Los Angeles Chargers. Melvin Gordon is one of them. Who's the other one, Dave? Do you know? Casey?
That was Ingram, I believe.
Hayward? I don't remember. Yeah. All right, so it's two members of the Chargers, and the thing they're doing here is they're trying to make the other one laugh. First one to laugh loses, and they're telling really dumb jokes to see who will break first, and it's pretty great.
What do you get when you cross a clock and a chicken?
What?
An alarm clock.
What's colorful and smart?
I don't know.
A rainbow.
What do you call a bear without any teeth?
A gummy bear? What do you call a guy with a rubber toe? Roberto.
How do you make tissue dance? You put a little boogie on it.
What did one hand say to another? You stay here, I'll go ahead.
What did the red light say to the green light?
Don't look, I'm changing.
So dumb.
Those are good.
I got to tell you, Dave the King of Mexico was laughing hard at every single one of those jokes.
No, there was some that were dumb. But one of my favorites was, what do you call a singing computer?
What?
Adele.
See, we kind of
need Adele. Great. Adele!
Honest Trailer is my favorite consistent video that we spotlight on the internet right up. And they do a great job with Doctor Strange, which, by the way, I never saw. Did not realize until I saw the Honest Trailer that Doctor Strange is actually a doctor. Didn't know that. Like a medical doctor.
Well, what could have given you that idea?
There's nothing in the title right? that suggests that he was a doctor,
How
Kevin.
How would you know?
But anyway, here's what Honest Trailers does is they take even movies you loved, and everybody loved Doctor Strange, and they make you question how much you loved it. Check it out.
Enjoy a visual masterpiece that has to be seen in 3D on a giant screen to be fully appreciated. Because when you watch it on a laptop, you realize just how much of it is medical mumbo-jumbo.
You need to get it prepped for a suboccipital craniotomy. I'm fusing transected spinal cords. I'm stimulating neurogenesis in the central nervous system.
Pass a stent down the brachial artery into the radial artery.
It's a complete C7, C8 spinal cord injury.
With a heaping side order of magic mumbo-jumbo.
The dark dimension makes them more powerful in the mirror dimension.
I saw the rituals in the book of Cagliostro.
I pushed your astral form out of your physical form.
The wand of Atum, the vaulting boots of Valtor.
Pages of Caecilius Stone.
A ritual to contact the Mamu and draw power from the dark dimension.
When Guardium Levio me sideways, this is unnecessary. Just shoot laser beams out of your wand and be done with it.
That movie sounds unwatchable when you watch that clip, doesn't it? And finally, and this will be the last word on the mix-up with the Oscars Best Picture last Sunday night.
I was done with that topic.
I know you were.
Until I saw this.
Ozzie Mann, who does a great job of recapping everything in the world, he reviews what happened on stage in the inimitable style that only he can, and I think you'll enjoy this.
Wazza and Dunsey are going to announce the winner. Two screen legends, but let's not lie, it is past their bedtime. Wazza appears to double-check the envelope. Dunsey is like, stop being a dodgy bastard. Building suspense is so 1990. But yeah, now Wazza triple-checks the envelope. Finally, Dunsey says, just... read it. I reckon Wazza knows it's a trap, so he gives it to her. La La Land, she yells. No regrets. The cast and crew start celebrating. They can't believe they've won. Neither can I. Hacksaw Ridge, Lion, Moonlight, we're all far superior movies. Oh no, there's a wanker with a headset. Finally, the producer says, yeah, nah, it was actually Moonlight that won. Now everyone's wondering, was this the work of the Russians? Is it Donald Trump? Is Warren Beatty an old racist? No, he's definitely not. Is Faye Dunaway? Maybe. Anyway, all the world's greatest actors in one room together, and they couldn't read Wazza's body language, indicating something was f***ed up from the outset. That is pure gold.
It is a great batch of videos.
Yeah, I think I'm going to send the Aussie Man review, the George W. skit, so she could review that.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. KRock.com or KevinandBean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
The Internet Roundup on KevinandBean.com.
106.7 KRock is KROQ. This is the...
I mean...
What happened? Was his mic not on?
This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
Was his mic not on?
I am in charge of turning on... everyone's mics, and yes. And mine was the only one not on when I started speaking. That happened.
What about Rodney's mic? Where was Rodney's mic?
Not
I
on.
Felt like Rodney was coming out of
it
that.
It just wasn't
that was
on.
Just anyway. It was
there
Rodney
were some problems was there. There were some problems, and that's on me.
I thought I was supposed to start talking.
Yes, we all
sorry,
did.
That Rodney. Was the plan.
Used because the guy who doesn't have a microphone right. started talking, and that made me wonder what was going on. I didn't know it. What is happening?
Completely understandable.
But maybe radio sorry. Worked differently in the morning
sorry, Rodney.
Than it does at night.
That's on me.
Hey, Rodney,
what's
I'm
wrong
glad,
with you?
A lot.
I'm glad, that's a great question. I'm glad you're here.
Rodney
you're
in gonna... the morning on KROQ-FM, right. The new morning show.
It's
with
still
Rodney
Kevin
DeBee. Bingenheimer in the AM.
It's still Kevin DeBee, but listen.
Breakfast Nook with Rodney.
Okay, listen, Rodney, I'm glad you're
croissant
here.
And
we need
muffins.
To move on. You're here to give us give away some tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They're
all
playing
right.
Staples Center next week, and
I
you
love
as I
chili sauce,
Chili Peppers, the Red Hot Chili Peppers,
Red
the band,
chili sauce
peppers. And I know that you predominantly love music from the 1980s.
I
that's
love
what I
the
know
80s.
From listening to your show, and you don't care for the
hate
music from the
90s.
Don't like the 90s, okay.
Okay?
But you also claim to know a lot about the Red Hot Chili Peppers. In other words, if
of course,
other fans,
Chili Peppers.
If other fans call in with trivia questions, you'll know the answers because that's how knowledgeable you are about this band, correct?
I will stump them.
Okay.
With all
stump
my
Rodney.
Knowledge
I mean, they're supposed to stump you.
Of the trivia
right.
about the band.
Now, we do okay. have a decent amount of tickets
oh,
because
right.
the phones were out for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So everybody phones. That stumps Rodney wins tickets.
Nice.
You don't go into a drawing. And let's begin with this.
Wigwam bam. Let's begin with that.
Right. Let's do that. Let's start with
you're
Alex. He's in
Rodney. Me.
Rodney, do you want to run the controls? Because
you no, you're keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, good.
Great work.
Let's go to line four to get us started. Alex is in West Covina. I wanted to ease into this, Rodney, with an easy question that all Chili Peppers fans in Southern California know the answer
all
to.
All right.
Let's see how this
fine
goes.
Young cannibals.
Nope, that's not the answer. Ah. Let's hear
oh,
the question.
Sorry.
Alex, what's your question?
What do you do, party people?
Hi.
Rodney. What high school did Anthony Kiedis and Flea both attend?
Depeche Mode.
Does that sound like the name of a high school to you, Rodney?
Depeche Mode Tech.
Alex, is that correct?
Close. It's Fairfax High School.
Fairfax Science.
Featherfax. Oh,
Fairfax.
Right.
Fairfax.
Fairfax.
Right. All right.
So,
Alex,
canters, you know
Alex,
it.
no
canters,
drawing, right?
I love canters.
He just won tickets.
I
yes.
can talk to this lady.
Nope. No drawing. You won
good
tickets,
questions.
Alex.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Thank
you're welcome. Hold on.
Let's try.
Right.
Let's try Adam and
Muffins.
Thousand Oaks. Please, line five up next on the Kevin DeBean Show. Adam, welcome to the show. Thank you
all
for holding.
Right.
You ready to stump Rodney?
I am. Long-time listener, first-time stumper.
Fine young cannibals.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah. Red Hot Chili Peppers bassist Flea starred in what 1983 Penelope Spheeris cult classic?
Billy Idol.
You think ooh, the name of the close. Movie was Billy Idol, right, Rodney?
The Billy Idol Story.
Adam, is that correct?
That's not. It was Suburbia.
All right.
What do you know?
But
right?
I win.
You didn't get it.
Oh.
It's kind of a classic.
Adam won.
I thought you might know that.
Wigwam Bam.
Wigwam Bam indeed. All right, thank you. Hold on for your ticket, sir.
Wait, who you met at? You met at B-Mail?
No, he's great.
Okay. Let's go to Manhattan Beach. Please, line 7. This is going to be
Remember
Mike.
Remember when he fell off the stage?
That was the best.
It was the greatest night of my
life.
It was
pretty bad.
Why did you enjoy that so much?
I've never been happier in my life.
He really didn't hate it.
It was like free food at Cantor's with a GTO full of girls.
That was a
Couldn't
very
made
painful,
me happier.
Painful experience for me, though, Rodney. It did some serious damage to my
Stop
body.
Stop it. You're making me happy.
All right, Mike, hi.
Hi. The Chili Peppers song Under the Bridge is a tribute to what city?
Peter Gabriel.
What
city? What? Just happened.
What?
What did you just shout, Mike?
Sorry, that was my parrot.
That was your parrot.
What?
No.
What's happening right now?
Honestly, I don't know.
Mike, do you have an answer?
Do you have a parrot?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Okay, let's put him right on hold.
I mean, you turn the microphones off now.
He didn't. Was that really his parrot, you guys?
Right, let's go back. Know. Let's find out.
We need to know.
Hey, Mike, you really have a parrot?
Got a parrot.
See, that's
all right.
What is wrong
impression.
With you?
Boo.
Damn you to hell.
How dumb are you? If you asked, oh, does he really have a parrot?
I did go back.
I can't believe I'm on goddamn Sunday nights. And you people are 5 mornings a week? What's wrong with this radio station?
Like a lot.
Talentless fender heads. Every goddamn person
it's
in the world
that.
Knew
All right.
that that wasn't a real parrot.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Rodney.
You should be right. in a bag we're, in the desert.
We're oh, sorry. No.
Rodney.
I've been listening to Ralph.
That's not good.
All right, look. I'm laughing too hard to go on. Should we
good.
Say goodbye to Rodney and just give everybody tickets that's on hold? No. Because I think we're out of time anyway.
All right, everybody on hold. You win tickets
you
because
win tickets.
Bean can't go on.
Thank you, Rodney.
Yeah, wigwam bam.
106.7 K Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
Ralph Garman is here, and it's time for yet another look at the showbiz beat on a Friday morning Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, sir.
You know, the accountants for PricewaterhouseCooper, who screwed up the announcement for Best Picture at the Oscars last Sunday.
Right.
They, as you can imagine, they're mortified, right?
Sure.
Brian Cullinan and Martha Ruiz are their names.
It's a real hit to the brand.
Yeah, but they're not PricewaterhouseCooper's fault. It's not like they mistabulated the votes.
Right.
It was the douchebaggery of this, especially one dude, who was more impressed with the people backstage. He was tweeting pictures and taking selfies, and he was very caught up in the residual fame, the reflected glory, if you will, of the Oscars more than he was doing his job.
There's no glory on them for that, is there?
The if reflected glory of being at the Oscars and being backstage, you're
oh,
taking
I
the glory
see.
That's
so
bouncing off of other
I
people.
Gotcha, I
right?
gotcha.
And but, so, for example, when they were giving out the Best Picture, he was taking pictures of Emma Stone and tweeting them from his account instead of supervising the envelope, the right envelope, being given to Warren Beatty to walk out on stage.
And that's good? Or
it's not good.
Not good. Okay.
But not necessarily worth death threats, I don't think.
Oh, dear Lord.
I don't know.
Apparently the two of them have been receiving death threats after mixing up the envelopes that led to La La Land mistakenly being announced for Best Picture instead of Moonlight. And now they've had to hire bodyguards to protect themselves and their families.
That's insanity.
That's the world we live in now.
That's the go-to. If anything offends you or makes you mad, it's the go-to.
You're right. Death threat really is the reaction, I think, that most people have to most things these days. So what do you say?
I mean, it made the show so much more interesting, right?
It was, you know,
it was amazing.
It was a screw-up, but it was just a screw-up. Right. It was just an award show, and everybody got their trophies, and everybody got a juice box afterwards and some... a frozen banana or whatever they get afterwards. Oh, and everybody had a... I think everyone had a nice night overall. No one lost a limb that we know of. You watch Shaws of Sunset? Anybody watch that Shaws of Sunset show?
No.
No.
It's a cluster of.
I don't really watch anything that is produced by Ryan Seacrest.
Nah. It's one of those e-reality shows. And Golnessa?
Sure.
Garachetagagi? She goes by Gigi. It's much easier to say. It was a big deal was made that she and her husband Shalom got married in a very expensive event a couple months ago. Well, that's all over.
Really?
They have split.
Did you say a couple of months?
2 months of wedded bliss.
Oh, no.
They couldn't make it work after those 2 months. Well, look, they gave it a good shot.
And you have to start fight. You need time to fight and break up. So they're probably only happy for like a couple of weeks.
They were married on January 25th.
Wow.
Now, wait. The reason behind what?
That's only 1 month.
Well, I mean, it is March 3rd, so it's a little over a month, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, wow. My God. Yeah. That's even worse.
Now, the reason behind the split is fascinating to me, and I need to know more.
Okay.
She says that she split up with her husband due to certain facts, in quotes, that she became aware of that made her realize the marriage can no longer continue and, in fact, should never have happened.
Oh, dear.
Right? Wow. Doesn't your mind start to just spin out of control?
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
Sorry.
Stop pushing, pointing at that part of yourself. But who knows? She has an obligation to tell us exactly what happened.
I think so, too.
We need to know everything about her private, personal pain.
Yeah, we deserve to know.
If she doesn't, I'm going to threaten her with death.
I don't think you are.
That's what we do now.
It's not what we do.
It's what we do.
It's not what we do.
Put your big pants on. I would maybe it's time to take another crack at shortest marriages with our listenership. I don't know if we've done that in a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
But always fascinating to me, the reasons behind the quick divorce.
Maybe Frank had the right idea.
Yeah,
right?
Never
getting married.
That's the good thing. If he got married, that'd be a bad thing.
Where do you suppose all that was coming from?
I don't know, but Frank is the poster child for today's show. It's been a very Frank kind of show, in my opinion.
We did What's Good earlier, and a caller just blurted out, "I'm not ever getting married."
That's a bad thing. Getting married's a bad thing.
We're like, all right, dude, take it easy. We're not pushing for a ring.
Really?
What the hell?
It had to do with nothing anybody was talking about. It was very strange.
Can today's show be deleted from the permanent record? Is there a possibility?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to do a podcast, though, right?
I recuse myself.
Good idea, Mr. Sessions.
Today's celebrity birthday is George Miller, is 72 years old today. Super talented director. Julie Bowen, we love her, from Modern Family, 47 years old. Jessica Biel's 35. Thomas Barbuska. That's not right at all. Barbuska. Thomas, you know him, Chip, sure, from the Mick. The redhead, funny kid, 14 years old today. And Tone Loke is 51.
So I got up and strolled Dover to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, funky Cole Medina.
That's it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I guess we knew that the day would come, but you still never like to see the headline, Los Angeles Kings Hall of Fame announcer Bob Miller retiring after 44 years. You know, I listen to Bob, and he's so great on the radio. And as we pointed out earlier, hockey.
You mean on TV?
TV, yeah. He's a TV guy. And hockey is such a difficult sport to call that it was shocking to me to realize he's 78 years old.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's been great for a long, long time.
Right.
Yeah, didn't think about him being that old because you'd never know it to listen to him. He has had quite a few health issues. He had quadruple bypass surgery last year. He had a minor stroke earlier this year, back All-Star Weekend, if I recall correctly. And he made an announcement, had a press conference, and announced it is finally time to hang up the headphones.
After 44 years with the Kings, as of right now, 3,351 broadcasts, 57 years in radio and TV. I think it's time to retire and hopefully have some quality time left with my family. So that's how we got to this situation here today.
Aww.
Quitter.
So that was, shut up, that was sad.
I mean, really, quitter. Like,
3,000, did he say 3,351?
It's remarkable.
That's insane. But the first thing I thought last night was, thank God He called Kings games for 44 years. Yeah. Thank God he was able to say this.
Here on the left side, Martinez over to Clifford. Right side, shot from there, and a save and a rebound. Yes! Score!
Yes!
Kings win the cup! The Kings, Martinez getting
yes!
the rebound.
Yes!
The Kings have won the Stanley Cup!
Listen to the joy. Can we play that one more time? Because I want you to listen to Jim Fox, who's the color commentator. He's the guy going crazy, and all he does is go, yes!
Here on the left side, Martinez over to Clifford. Right side, shot from there, and a save and a rebound.
Yes!
Score!
Yes!
Kings win the cup! The Kings, Martinez getting
yes!
the rebound.
Yes!
The Kings have won the Stanley Cup!
Just to hear the joy in his voice at being able to say that after 44 years. And let's be honest, there are a lot of announcers who could announce that long and never have a Stanley Cup.
Sure.
He got two.
Absolutely. It's something you always dream about, is to be able to announce that to the team that you're in love with. You know, you want to be able to be there and be part of that. And he gets the ring. And, of course, he's in the Hockey Hall of Fame as well.
Yep.
And it's so funny. When this news first broke, Kevin, of all people, was the one who put himself forward as being the obvious heir apparent to the great Bob Miller.
Well, I mean, I can't replace Bob Miller. Mm-hmm. His name shouldn't even be in my mouth. Mm. Okay? But I think I'd be pretty good.
Do you? Do you think you'd be pretty good?
No.
I mean, I think I'd be pretty good.
What is it?
I know a lot about hockey.
Right, you do.
And I know a lot about the Kings.
You're Kings fan,
right.
Sure.
Right.
What is it that makes you think, with all the time you've spent watching and listening to hockey play-by-play, that makes you think it's easy?
Well, I think guys like Bob Miller do it so well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That it just looks easy.
I know that you that's a great point. I know that you love the Kings.
Right.
You know a lot about hockey.
Right.
You do know they're playing a different team each game. You have to know everything about those players.
Well, I mean, it might take a little research.
Uh-huh. But you guys, for your study habits.
I'm just saying it's an option. I'm not saying it's a slam dunk.
Okay.
I just feel like that sport moves so fast, and there are so many facts and figures and details and context.
And you think I can't keep that straight?
Just so much to keep in mind at all time. I feel like it's you're constantly juggling about 10 plates in the air at the same time.
Yeah, at least.
Well, I sent in the demo tape.
You
already?
Did.
I mean, everybody knows that this retirement was coming, and
okay.
It was sort of a bummer, but it happened a little sooner than everybody expected.
Yeah.
But
you were ready.
Yeah, I was ready.
How'd you feel it went?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
How did he not pick me? Am I right?
And then we're going down the ice, and Jeff Carter is on a, with the puck, and it's going around on the curvy walls, and then goes on to Andre Kopitar, and is going now to... there shoots! Oh, and missed the shooter... Missed the puck in the net. Going back now. Oh, now Jerome Ignalish is going to go to give it. Oh, Joe Dotai going to that just all checks him into the window. Goes in with the legs and now skate. He's skating. Oh, and then he passes the truck to Dick Naud to Tyler Tofutti. He shoots and scores. The other team, though, scored past Jonathan Quick, so I'm not happy.
So maybe... Maybe a little more practice.
I think you nailed it.
106.7 K-Rock, KROQ is LANOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That is 9:35. That is Dream Car. Did I say that is 9:35?
Let's just move on.
Okay. You refuse to get the name Dream Car right.
That is Dream Car.
Good day to you, sir.
I mean.
And their song, Kill for Candy.
I love that song.
I will kill for candy, yeah.
That's close, I guess.
Sex and candy.
That isn't a thing.
Hey, Ralph, real quick, forgive me, but before you do your thing here, we got one more giveaway that is a great deal for tonight. Anaheim Ducks versus Toronto Maple Leafs at Honda Center. Check this out. You not only get a pair of tickets to the game, But you also get two hot dogs and two beers. Right. So you must be 21 or over to call for this contest right now. 1-800-520-1067. Callers 20, 21, 22, and 23. You're going to see Ducks versus Maple Leafs tonight at the Honda Center from the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, this is the final Showbiz Beat of the week, and just a word from our bosses.
We have to start doing things to just make us look like we've got our act together here because we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Too effing late.
It's been a day.
It's been a great day.
Man. Right. What a batch.
Right? I don't feel like this is the show we'd want in our time capsule.
Do we have a time capsule?
Yes.
I'm just saying, if we were going to pick one show and leave it for them to discover, to find out what the Kevin and Bean Show was all about, like in 100 years, I don't think this is the show we'd want to be represented.
I think this would be the perfect show for them to extrapolate out and say, oh, the whole thing must have been like this, and they'd be right.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with Ralph.
This is the show they should leave in a bag in the desert.
It's a crowded bag.
I got a lot of bags. I got a whole trunk full of bags. Hey, Ed Sheeran is a little garden gnome of a man.
Adorable, very talented.
Who is a singer, I'm told.
He's a great singer.
Singer-songwriter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just know he's living the life. That's all I know.
Because?
Because, well, let me tell you a little story about Ed Sheeran. Okay. He's vacationing in Japan, and he's at a dive bar where the musicians who tour through Japan like to hang out there, and he's cocktailing, and he's there with Justin Bieber.
Hmm.
And so Justin Bieber says to him, let's go to the golf course and hit some balls. Ed says, we were in Japan. We've been out to a dive bar. He drank water. I got hammered. Then we went to the golf course, and he lay on the ground and put a golf ball on his mouth and told me to hit it off of his mouth.
Oh. Does he need plastic surgery?
Come on, Ed.
Ed said that even though Bieber was sober, it didn't seem like a wise choice. So he decided really to focus on the mission at hand. I was like, F, I need to aim this properly, and I swung.
Sweet.
And then he went on to say, and you know in films when someone gets punched and you hear that fake sound like a slap? In real life when someone gets punched, you hear a dull thud, a bit sickening. I heard a sound like the last one and saw his security guard looking at me. So he hit Justin Bieber in the face with a golf club.
USA!
Well,
he's
none British.
Of the people involved in America.
What is British?
And Justin Bieber, though, is Canadian.
So we got that going for us. No involvement of the country of the United States of America in this story on any level.
And you still want this show with the time capsule, right, Kevin?
And they were in Japan.
Really, could not get further away from anything.
What part of that is USA, Kevin?
Why do you keep playing that?
It's just excitement. It's excitement. That's all.
What was
it's
that?
Exciting.
It's excitement.
Excitement.
That's a success? Is this excitement?
Crap.
You know what I'm saying.
So the takeaway for this is, unfortunately, Justin Bieber is still alive.
Yes, but he got hit in the face with a golf club.
All right,
what more do you need to make you happy?
That's a step in the right direction. I think Ed Sheeran has written a couple of Justin's big, big hits. I think that's the relationship.
Were they big, big hits? Were they, Ed Sullivan?
Very popular songs.
I believe written by Ed Sheeran has written some big, big hits for Justin Bieber.
Not a lot of...
What did big, big get across to you that big hits wouldn't have sold? What was that choice all about?
Baby songs?
I don't know.
It was the same thing as when I said skate, skate.
Tonight here, here on our stage, Ed Sheeran's going to come out with some big, big hits. Justin Bieber singing some baby songs.
He did write Love Yourself, Bean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
In case people were wondering why they were hanging out.
What you're doing.
No one was wondering why they were hanging out. I just said they were together. That's all they needed to know.
Okay.
It was a big, 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 big bar they were hanging in.
Hey, Will Smith's son Jaden has a new gig.
Great.
He and Cara Delevingne have just been cast as leads in a new romantic film called Year in a Life. The story will be about a 17-year-old boy who learns his girlfriend is dying and plans to give her their entire life together in the year she has left. Oh, yeah. Take my money now. You got Jaden and Cara Delevingne, who couldn't act, wasn't it believable in a comic book movie? Well, she had to do was just wave her arms.
She is not great.
She's awful.
Yeah.
These two together is going to be hilarious.
Fantastic eyebrow.
Yeah, Jane's got some eyebrows on, too.
USA! USA!
I think so.
USA!
When they kiss, it's going to be like Velcro. Their eyebrows are going to stick together. You have to pull them apart. The
Does
jaws
that happen
are like.
Eyebrows?
Yeah, eyebrows are
all sticky.
All Velcro-y. I'm going to do everyone a favor right now, and I'm going to go right to celebrity birthdays.
Okay.
Yep.
No!
Today's celebrity birthdays. Thomas Barbuska. You know him as Chip Pemberton from The Mick. Very funny ginger-haired kid. 14 years old today. Jessica Biel's 35.
Yep.
Julie Bowen. Love her so much. 47 years old today.
Yep.
Legendary film director George Miller celebrates his 72nd birthday.
Yep.
And Toon Luke.
Took it to the hotel. She said, you're the king.
Yep.
I'll be my queen if you know what I mean. Let's do the wild thing.
Yep.
Kevin's doing the remix.
White.
Yeah.
I know that I have.
Yep.
Where are you going to be on the Wheels of Steel? Any club? Any club this weekend, Kevin? Were you going to be doing your patented remix?
No, I do it here. I do that work here for free.
Yeah, you do.
I know I have mentioned this fun fact before.
Oh no!
Well,
sweet
then don't
Jesus.
Mention it again.
No,
if you already burdened us once with it, don't say it again. Once a year, I point out because it's something that I think is the legacy that K-Rock is that.
Yep.
Yep. It's the legacy K-Rock, that K-Rock is.
All right.
Was that's a good start.
The very first radio station in the world to play Wild Thing by Toon Luke.
And then, of course, Toon Luke went on to have a big, big hit with that song.
And played it.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
Yep.
Long before it became a pop number one song, K-Rock was playing.
Just end
it. Okay. Right.
Yep.
That's what
right
the audience
here on the big, big, big stage.
That's what the audience
Toon
is saying.
Luke came out and had a big hit with that.
Allie would like to see assisted suicide on this show.
The face with a club.
Yep.
Kate's Gate.
Now, here's Frank Gorshin and the Monkees. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Oh, crap.
Thank you. Route to SoCal. Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness this afternoon, 5 p.m., an hour of commercial-free music here on the world-famous K-Rock. Have a great weekend. We will see you Monday morning. We'll regroup and we'll give it another try.
Nope.
Will it be
there?
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Well, this has been enjoyable.
Yep.
Better get going.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Huell Howser.
Roll another one.
It gave me a boner.
Just like the other one.
Perhaps we could skip ahead and just
this
hit the highlights.
Seems to be about to quit.
Oh, Hercules, Hercules.
And I need another.
Hey, Ali, it's me. Thanks for the other night. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Roll.
Roll
another one.
Why? Have you ever? Why?
Just like the other one.
What?
I know.
This one seems to be about.
Sunscreen, but looks like you already got burned.
It brings me agony and sadness and dread.
Just pass it around.
John Sedlak, seen here with his pet falcon.
As Florence Machine says, the dog days are over.
The dog days of summer are over.
No, the dog days are over, Mom.
Are they?
Yep.
I like it.
What does that even mean?
And I want to tell you, I listened to a bunch of stuff that was disgraceful. It was disgraceful.
Still f***ing awful. Holy s***. What manner of sorcery is this?
This is the CBS Radio Network.
TGIF, right, guys?
This was a success.
Yep.